My name is Vera Gramling. I'm talking with Martha Howard here in my own dining room in Allen County, Kentucky. Today's date is May the 12th, 1984. Now, to make sure my records are correct, are you agreeable to being interviewed on tape?
Yes.
Okay, let's speak up. Will you please spell your full name?
M-A-R-T-H-A-H-O-W-A-R-D.
You don't have a middle name?
I just used the, I was a Hughes.
A Hughes, and that's your maiden name?
That's my maiden name.
And your husband's full name?
Leroy Howard.
That's L-E-R-O-Y.
L-E-R-O-Y.
What is your occupation?
I run a grocery store, and I have been a mother of five boys.
And what does your husband do?
He's a farmer.
All right. And what is your address? Where do you live?
I live in Fountain Run in Allen County.
Okay. And where? How long have you lived there?
I have lived there since 1955, but near Fountain Run most of my life.
And then where did you live before that? Close.
We lived in Louisville and then come to Fountain Run. Mm-hmm.
And when was that?
In 1935.
You came to Fountain
mm-hmm.
Run.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where were your parents from?
They was originally from Monroe County.
Okay. And what were their occupations?
Well, my father has a funeral home and my mother has always assisted him.
Okay. And what are their names? Your mother's full name and her maiden name and your father's full name.
My father's name is Edison Hughes and my mother is Lois Johnson Hughes.
Lois Johnson Hughes. Okay. What's your religious preference?
I'm a Baptist.
What is your birth date?
I was born June the 10th, 1933.
1933, which makes you?
I'll be 51 years old in June.
In June. Where did you go to school?
I went to school in Fountain Run.
Fountain Run. And what is the highest level of education you completed?
I finished high school.
You finished high school in Fountain Run?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any career ideas when you graduated, things you wanted to do with your life?
Well, I knew I couldn't go to college. I could have went, but I didn't have that ambition there. And I'm married and raised a family. So yeah. I've devoted most of my life to them.
You fulfilled your career goal then, didn't you? When did you learn to quilt?
Well, I guess as a little girl piecing doll quilts. When my mother would piece quilts, I'd piece doll quilts. And, of course, I had to continue on with the family. And in the last few years, I've become more interested in it.
How old were you then when you learned to piece and quilt quilts?
Well, I didn't like quilting at all until, the last 10 years I have begun to quilt.
But how old were you making your doll quilts?
I don't never remember. I mean, I've had doll quilts all my life. I don't really know.
So were you in school when you did those, or was it before you went to school that you started?
I guess about that age when we started school.
Who taught you?
Well, my mother always pieced quilts, and back then they had the women up and down the street pieced quilts, and there was Miss Cooksey lived on the street, and I'd piece quilts with her, so I just continued on with it, I guess.
And was there any special technique they used in teaching you? Did you have to rip it out and do it over, or how did they teach you?
Well, as long as it held together as doll quilts, it was all right, but it just come natural with me more. I knew it was either right or wrong.
And what were the quilts that you made? What patterns when you were learning to quilt?
I guess a nine patch. I remember fixing the nine patch, having doll quilts out of nine patches. And I don't really remember what the first big quilt was I pieced, but I have a dressing plate and I have a basket quilt I pieced before I married. That was one of the better quilts I've pieced. Of course, a lot of them was out of quilt boxes, which that was my pride and joy to get in a rag box.
Oh, yes, and make a scrap quilt. How many quilts did you make before you got married? Did you have a goal in your mind for how many you wanted?
No, not really. I always stayed busy. I never sit down that I don't pick up something.
And what year were you married?
I was married in 1951.
Who else in your family quilted?
Well, my grandmother Johnson always quilted, and I have an aunt, Ms. Lewis Hughes, who lives near Fountain Run, is a very good quilter.
Mm-hmm. Your mother?
And my mother quilts.
Have any sisters?
No, I'm the only girl. I have one brother.
Some of these people are still living, right?
Oh, yes, my aunt's still living, but my grandmother Johnson's been dead a number of years. But the quilt I guess I'm most proud of is the one that she pieced all the grandchildren one, and I got the flower garden, and all of them was her dresses or out of her quilt box, and it's amazing at the colors and how she put them together. You know, using what she had, that was more or less, today we buy what we have, but then she used what she had.
I'd like to see that quilt.
She pieced all the grandchildren one before she died. She's been dead 25 years, I guess, but she pieced all of them, and my mother quilted the quilt, and so I have the quilt, so that's three generations of us.
Isn't that a valuable thing to have? Mm-hmm. And your aunt, does she still live near you?
Yes,
and what is her name?
Miss Lewis Hughes.
Mrs. Lewis Hughes, and her given name?
Ann Lee.
Ann Lee. Okay, and she lives in Fountain Run.
Yes, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And your mother, she's still living?
Yes, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And she still
pieces quilts. I keep her enthused of it.
Okay, and we have her name back before. And does she live near you?
Yes,
also?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Have there been periods in your life when you were too busy to quilt or you had no desire to quilt?
Well, not really. I mean, I usually had something started, but when I had extra time, I would. But most of the time, I usually had something started.
And you've got more involved in it recently,
yes,
right?
Uh-huh.
And what brought that on?
Well, I guess my boys are gone. I just have the one little boy at home now, and I guess that's one reason I have more time for it. Piecing quilts and artwork and enjoying it a bit more.
How much time do you spend quilting at a time when you're working on a quilt?
Oh, I never. I just sit down and pick it up. I usually have it by my chair on the card table, and I just sit down and pick it up. I don't like to be pressured. I like to pick it up at leisure times.
At leisure times, mm-hmm. when you're watching television?
Mm-hmm.
Or
yes, uh-huh. It usually sits by my chair if I'm quilting or whatever I'm doing. I usually have something by my chair. I don't like to be pressured.
No, so you do it casually, and you
mm-hmm.
don't. You don't structure it, you
no.
just do it as you go.
Mm-hmm. I don't have even so much set aside a day to do or anything. I just like to pick it up later.
And so this can be any time of day.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And usually in the chair in the living room with
yes.
your...
With my family.
With your family. That's really nice. It's so much better than having a frame off in the bedroom, isn't it?
That's right.
Where do you get your quilt designs that you use?
Well, I enjoy reading in the books and the papers that come out. I usually take my calls, Needlecraft, and then I take a Quilt Whirl. And it's very hard for me to find the colors and all that I really like. I don't want to seem like that's been the biggest problem.
You mean creating your own?
Yes, uh-huh. I like to create my own. I don't like to buy them from a kid. Or that's not original to me.
Well, no, it isn't. But you get some of your ideas
yes,
from
uh-huh.
these books then.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the patterns that you particularly enjoy making now? You said you made one for all of your boys. What did you make?
I don't like making two quilts alike.
Okay, that's nice.
I have two older sons. I made them a turkey track. They was in 1978. I made a red, white, and blue turkey track for the two the oldest boy and the third boy was married at the time. And then this quilt that's going to Lexington now is a bed of peonies, so I made one of them and the other boy wanted one, so I ended up making two of these. And I don't like making two of the same thing.
It gets boring, doesn't it?
It takes too long to get it quilted and get it finished. I like to be enthused or want something else.
Something new. What makes a good quilt, in your opinion?
Well, you have to have good fabric to use, and you have to put good workmanship in it. It takes patience. You can't sew them together.
You're so right. Then why do you make quilts mostly? For the pleasure?
For the beauty there is in them when you finish them. I like a big project, and when you get on with something, you say, oh, I've done that.
You can look at it and see what you've
just
done.
Just inside, not to brag about, just to say, see what I've done. It makes you feel good inside when you look back and see when you finished a quilt.
For the creative satisfaction.
That pleasure of finishing a pretty quilt makes my day.
Well, that's really nice. What was the reason you made quilts in the first place, way back when you really got into making quilts?
Well, we used them. We thought we had to have quilts at the time I began to piece quilts and all. It was a, well, a blanket makes the cover if you have to have it, but there's nothing like the beauty of a quilt.
So you made them to sleep under?
Yes, I made them to sleep under, but I made them for the beauty of what's in them. I enjoy mixing the colors and enjoyed the putting it together. I tried to enjoy every step of it.
And the reason you make them now, is it for cover or for pretty, for pleasure?
For pretty and the pleasure I get out of it.
That's nice. What do you find more satisfying? Do you like piecing them or quilting them most?
Either. Well, I like piecing them because I can take them in small pieces with me to work and do a little along on them like that. But I like the quilting on them because I think, well, that's a nice step of it.
So really, you enjoy both.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to a quilting bee or a quilting party?
No, not really, no. They've had them in my time, but I wasn't old enough to really know what it was all about. And all. I don't.
Then you really didn't participate.
No,
you don't really know about them.
No, I don't.
Well, have you ever quilted with other people?
No,
just always by
just
yourself.
Just always by myself.
Have you ever heard the term Kentucky quilt? Somebody wants a Kentucky quilt.
Well, I think they realize the art that we have in Kentucky, and that is more or less their expression of it.
So when
they know that Kentucky is associated with a lot of handwork, and I think that's what they refer to by that.
They see Kentucky as special, you think, in terms of handwork?
So I think they realize, the Kentucky people realize what pretty handwork is.
Okay. Have you ever taught anybody else to quilt?
No, not really.
Not really?
No.
Now, you were telling me about your quilt books. You say you take McCall's.
Yes, I take McCall's Needlecraft. It usually has some pretty quilts in it, and Quilt World, and my mother takes another one, so we usually share them.
Which one does she take?
Do you remember? No, I don't.
Do you have any favorites?
No, there's always something in them I can enjoy.
And do you prefer any one publication over another?
No, not really.
You take patterns and from these books and magazines?
Yes,
you do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow them exactly as they're written when you use a pattern out of a book?
Lots of times they don't fit together. I don't get them together like they do. You have to alter them.
So you say you have to adjust them to make them.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Do you know any men who quilt?
No, I don't.
Have you ever seen a quilt done by a man?
Nothing except the one Paul Dalton had. He was supposed to quilt it in. That goes to with this group.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he
did. Well, I figured he did because he had a lot of patience and all. That's the only one that I know.
Okay. What do you do with your finished quilts?
Well, I still have several of them, and by the time I have made the boys one, that takes most of my time.
Mm-hmm. So five boys, you've all made quilts for.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever quilt for other people?
Oh, no.
Do you ever sell your quilts?
No, I've never sold them.
What do you think would be the money value of a quilt now, of any of your quilts, if you were to sell them?
That would be hard to put a price on it. You couldn't, for the hours you put in a quilt, there would be no way you could make a living in it.
Oh, no.
I mean, maybe I'm too slow, but I mean, I'd hate to price one.
Yeah. Some folks do sell quilts, and I'm just trying to see what they would consider a quilt would be worth in money. What do you do with old quilts when they start to wear out?
Well, I just use them, or a lot of times the boys would take them and all. I mean, it just, I don't have too many that's wore out.
You don't cover them with another top?
No, anything. Usually that makes them stiff and hard, and I don't care for that.
Now tell me about quilt shows. Have you ever entered a quilting show?
I've entered one in the South Central region in Glasgow. That's been 3 years ago, I guess, and I won third prize on it. And then I entered the one here in Allen County, and I won first prize on it, and it's on its way to Lexington.
That's the one
you've entered? That's all of it.
Mm-hmm. And so there was one in the Glasgow at the Southern Regional.
Yes, quilt show.
Quilt show, okay. And one in when was the one in? That was what, 3 years ago? You said
I think
in 1981.
So. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then when did you put the one in Allen County?
This spring. This winter.
This last
this
year.
Winter. Uh-huh.
Okay.
This last year.
Last year in,
uh-huh.
in 83.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, in 83, and then you won first prize for that, right?
In third prize in Glasgow.
In first prize
in Allen County, Glasgow.
And what were the names of the ones? What was the name of the one in Glasgow?
A bed of peonies, and this is a bed of peonies. I've made two of these.
And this is the same quilt all
the
three
same
times, or was it the one in Glasgow?
The one in Glasgow was a bed of peonies, and it was the one that I gave John. And then this is the one I gave Kirk, and it's on what different quilts, but the same pattern, the same material.
Okay. Now tell me what the value of quilting is for you, the role of quilting in your life, what it means to you.
I don't hardly know how to express it like that, but that's the beauty of the quilt to me.
The value of it is seeing the beauty
Seeing the beauty of the quilt, and that makes it.
What are your favorite colors to use in a quilt? Have any?
I don't really have any. Mm-hmm.
Do you use red in your quilts a lot?
Well, the last four I have made has got red in them and green. And see, the turkey track was red and blue and white. It was red, white, and blue. And then this one is green and red, the bed of peonies, which you have to have the leaves and sort of, it has to go with your pattern.
Well, have you ever heard of people say that you should always put red in a quilt?
No, not really, but I've always heard every room should have some red in it. So I suppose a quilt will put the red in it.
Why? You know where that comes from? Why should every room have red in it?
I don't know.
Don't know. Just something that people...
It's just a saying, I guess.
It's like a lot of other things. And what kind of a frame do you use when you put...
I use hoops.
You use hoops.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you use those on a stand or on a table or in
I
your lap?
I use them on a card table, and then I can lay it on the card table and move it to the position I like it in.
Mm-hmm. Have the materials used in quilting changed?
Yes, lots.
How? Tell me about it.
It has polyester in it now. Most of it's hard to find any that's not got it in. It's hard to find all cotton. And it doesn't pucker and draw up like the other material did. Sometimes some would draw up and some wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it makes it much better.
How about the prints themselves? Is that fabric any easier to handle, or do you like it any better? How has it changed?
I imagine it handles better than the other did, because you would have different kinds, and you can get more of the same quality material today than you did used to have.
Do you ever wash your quilts?
Yes, I've washed them.
How? Just in the machine, or?
Well, I usually washed them in the machine, but I didn't like to wring them. I don't like to wash them in an automatic washer.
You like in an agitator?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then do you dry them in a dryer? Or?
No, hang them out in there.
And let them drip
mm-hmm.
dry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you applique quilts? You ever applique
yes,
or
I've
just
applique.
Piece?
Yes, I've applique. This one has some applique on it, pieced and applique. And the last one I've done was applique.
You like it?
Not really.
Not really? Rather piece
I'd
than
rather piece.
Why?
It's just a personal thing. It seems like applique has to be, it's harder to get it perfect and look.
It's more tedious, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What makes a good quilt stitch?
Well, you have to have a smaller needle to make a good stitch. And
what size needle do you use?
I usually use a 7.
A 7?
Mm-hmm.
And
we don't get very many good needles around them. It's hard to keep them from the eyes cutting you through, and it's hard to keep needles.
What other problems do you have with the needles? Just that. They cut
just
the thread.
That. They cut the thread. It's hard to get a needle that doesn't cut you through.
And so a good quilt stitch is a close stitch?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever embroider on your quilts?
No, I never have.
You ever make a cross-stitch quilt? Or?
Yeah, I made cross-stitch quilts, but that is different from piecing quilts. It's down a different road.
Down a different road. Tell me, how do you see cross-stitch quilts? You see them?
It's not original.
It's not original. It's You're following somebody else's road. Okay. Do you sign your quilts?
Oh, yes. My name's always on.
All right. How do you sign your full name?
No, I usually use Martha Howard.
Martha Howard. Mm-hmm. And do you put the date on them?
Yes, they should all be dated.
And do you put them on the front or the back?
Well, depending on, I usually try to put it in a corner, and I usually quilt it in.
You quilt it in.
Oh, nice.
Do you ever make up your own quilt designs?
No, I don't. I usually use something. Somebody else's patterns and ideas, I guess.
And you use your own colors, and you express yourself in color.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite quilt pattern?
No, not really.
Do you have favorite colors?
I imagine I like bright colors. I like the brighter the colors the better, but I don't like them too hard.
Do you like prints or solids? Or
I like prints.
Prints, bright prints.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything about quilting in your family or any quilt stories that you would like to share? Anything in particular about you and your family and quilts that you'd like to tell me about?
No, not really.
Not really. No, no good quilt stories.
No good quilt stories.
Have you heard about any of the superstitions that surround quilting? I talked to one quilter who said that she would quilt with the young girls would quilt together, and then they'd fold a cat up in a quilt, and then open it out, and where the cat ran by was the next one married.
I've heard of those.
You've heard of those things. Have you heard of any other superstitions or strange customs that go with quilting? They're interesting to collect, and I like to ask about them. Have you got anything going now? Any new quilts you're working on?
No, I'm sort of at the end right now. I've got to get into it. I've been trying to finish some jobs and get my house cleaned up after the mess I made this winter.
And then
I'm going to do it again.
Do you have anything in mind that you want to do?
No, not really. I'm open for ideas right now.
Oh, very good. Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you, Mrs. Howard. Mm-hmm. I appreciate your willingness to be interviewed. And think about asking your aunt to talk with me and your mother on tape when I come to Fountain Run, because I think it would be very interesting to have all three of you sent in together as, you know, three people of the same family, two generations of ongoing quilters.
Okay.
So if you'd invite them to do that for me, I'd appreciate it very much.
Okay.
And thanks again.
Thank you.